You are my heart. It was a crisp afterlife morning when Maya first stepped off the train into the quiet city of Aldridge, her wallet in hand and a heart heavy with opinions. Leaving the bustling megacity behind was then easy, but after the whirlwind of heart-taking collapse, she demanded nearly to breathe. Aldridge, with its sleepy thoroughfares and endless blue skies, promised peace and, more importantly, silence. Maya had inherited her grandmother's old cabin on the edge of city, put away beside a golden field and a narrow sluice. It wasn't large or particularly ultramodern, but it radiated warmth and memory. She hadn't visited in times, but every corner of the house brought back nonage summers of horse laugh, lemonade, and the scent of lavender that still dallied in the air. She unpacked sluggishly, savoring each point placed on the shelves, as if putting the pieces of her life back together. Outdoors, the world sounded untouched by time. Children cycled down the narrow roads, old couples held hands, and catcalls danced in the breath. Then, time didn't rush, it rambled. On her alternate day in Aldridge, Maya wandered into the city bookstore. It was nestled between a bakery and a florist, and its windows showcased both novels and handwritten poetry from locals. Outside, it smelled of essay and old runners. "Looking for anything particular?" a voice asked. Maya turned and met a brace of warm hazel eyes. The man behind the counter had a gentle smile and an air that made the air feel lighter. "I'm just browsing," she said. "I'm Liam," he offered, wiping his hands on a cloth. "I enjoy the place. Let me know if anything catches your eye." As the days passed, Maya set up herself returning to the bookstore. It wasn't just the shelves of stories or the tranquility, it was Liam. They began with small talk about books, but sluggishly the exchanges strengthened. He told her about growing up in Aldridge, his love for poetry, and his decision to stay when everyone differently had left. One stormy autumn, as they participated tea in the reading niche, Maya eventually opened up. She told Liam about her life in the megacity, her career in publishing that had drained her, and the love that had ended not with fury, but with silence. Liam heeded, no way interposing, his eyes no way judging. "You're stalwart," he said simply when she finished. Maya blinked. "Brave. Utmost people stay wedged. You chose to start over." She smiled, feeling commodity loosen in her casket. That night, as she walked home beneath a starlit sky, she realized that Aldridge was not just a place of escape. It was getting a place of mending. The weeks melted into one another like the afterlife leaves drifting across a swash. The gentle meter of Aldridge began to etch itself into Maya's heart. Mornings were spent reading on the cabin veranda with a mask and warm mug. Afterlife frequently led her to the bookstore, where Liam would be staying with a grin and a new recommendation. Gloamings were painted in tinges of soft discussion, horse laugh, and implied closeness that bloomed between them. One Saturday, Liam invited Maya to the periodic city crop jubilee. Lanterns lit the thoroughfares, and horse laugh filled the air. They danced beneath strings of golden lights, clumsy but debonair. For the first time in months, Maya felt fully present, her worries no longer anchored to her heart. Latterly that night, as they sat by the lake watching the lanterns float across the water, Liam broke the silence. "I used to come then when I was lost," he said. "When my pater failed, I'd sit right then and watch the sky, staying for it to tell me how to feel." Maya turned to him, seeing the weight of his memory. "Did it?" she asked vocally. He jounced. "It told me I was then alone." They sat in silence, the kind that did ent need to be filled. Also, sluggishly, Liam reached for her hand. From that moment, their bond grew deeper. Days were filled with horse laugh and participated dreams. Maya began writing again, small essays, poetry, indeed the onset of the new inspired by Aldridge. Liam came her first anthology, always offering gentle feedback and stimulant. One quiet autumn, as they remitted books together, Maya set up an envelope put away into her favorite poetry collection. It had her name on it, written in Liam's unmistakable hand. With pulsing fritters, she opened it. Inside was a letter, "Dear Maya, there are words I've been carrying in my casket since the day you walked into my bookstore. Words that have grown heavier with each passing day. Words that pain to be freed. You brought color into my quiet world. With every discussion, every smile, you reminded me what it means to feel alive. You've come the poetry I no way knew I was missing. Still, meet me by the lake at evening, if you feel the same. Liam. Maya read the letter doubly, also formally more, her heart pounding. She folded it precisely and held it to her casket. That evening, the sky turned to soft gold. As the sun dipped, Maya walked to the lake, her steps surer. Liam was formally there, his hands put away in his pockets, eyes surveying the horizon. When he saw her, a smile spread sluggishly across his face. No words were demanded. She walked into his arms, and the world sounded to soften relief. Afterlife gave way to downtime, but the warmth between Maya and Liam only grew. Snow dusted the rooftops of Alderidge like powdered sugar, and the little bookstore turned into a cozy haven. Outside, they belted Coco, hosted poetry nights, and planned vacation reading for the children of the city. Maya's jotting flourished. She completed her novel, earmarking it not just to Liam but to the blue skies that had brought her back to herself. The story was a quiet triumph, soon to be published by a small but passionate press. Her heart, formerly shattered by the pressures of another world, now beat in meter with the life she had chosen. One evening, after the first snowstorm of the season, Liam brought her to the lake again. The face was firmed, reflecting the pale moonlight. "I've commodity for you," he said. He handed her a small leather-bound tablet. Inside were the letters he'd written but no way transferred. Each bone was dated, tracing their trip from familiarity to soulmates. Every runner carried his heart. "I started writing them the day you walked by. I no way knew if I'd give them to you." Maya blinked back gashes, her fritters brushing the runners. "I've commodity for you, too," she rumored. From her fleece fund, she pulled out a small envelope. Inside was her own letter, written the night she first realized she loved him. They stood beneath the sky, the lake shimmering, letters changed, hearts bare. "I love you," she said. Liam smiled, pulling her into his arms. "You've always been in my heart." That downtime. They erected a life not made of grand gestures, but of participated mornings, handwritten notes, and quiet strength. The blue sky watched over them, as it always had, vast and eternal. Times passed, seasons danced. But the cabin still stood, the bookstore still ate rovers, and the letters remained, put away between runners, etched in hearts. And under every blue sky that followed, their love endured, simple and true.